should realize that this would be the fierce same sort of situation. Because it's more
right.
Of a mountainous type.
Right. And
probably not many
sweaters. No. Uh-uh. Now, I also had a letter from one of my father's cousins in Indiana who had done even a greater trace of the family history. And she said, the Reeves family, I don't know if this is pertinent to what you want or not.
Oh, yeah. This
is it?
Oh, sure.
Well, she traced it back, and the original Reeves clan was Peter Reeves and Richard Reeves, and they came over from England and settled in North Carolina. Peter Reeves had 16 slaves, and Richard Reeves had 20 some odd slaves.
In North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. And then they, part of them, migrated to Tennessee later on. But she went back further and found out when they first came over, and then and they first settled in North Carolina. And then later went on to Tennessee.
Oh, and then that was when they went to Lebanon.
Yes, from there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, like, now, when he came from Lebanon, had he already married?
My grandfather was just a baby. You see, they left.
Oh, I understand. Yeah,
yes,
he was a baby.
Yes,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then, but so he grew up.
So he grew up here, yes.
Oh.
And, and then he married.
Did he marry somebody from here?
Yes. Uh-huh. He married my grandfather's mother's maiden name was Mahala Grinder.
Mahala. Well, you really go way back.
Yes.
Way back. That's amazing. You're what you call old family.
Old family, that's right.
For sure.
Burned just a few years ago. It was
really?
The two-story
really?
White House.
I bet I know where you are.
Yes, just behind the Sunset Court. You remember that?
Yeah.
Well, that's where I was born.
I'm
one of six children. Of course, the first child died in infancy, but the last three children were born in this house, and that's where we our earliest years were spent is in that house.
Well, now that house, you said it was two stories?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, like downstairs, how many rooms did it have?
Well, when you went in, there was a large foyer, and the stairway went up through that. Mm-hmm. Then there was a large living room to the left,
mm-hmm.
and the kitchen and dining room were across the back. You could go, there was an entrance from the foyer into the living room and another one into the dining room. And there were also three bedrooms on the north side,
oh,
on the first
there.
Floor, yes,
oh, yeah.
And six more rooms upstairs.
Wow. Were they bedrooms also?
Well, one we used to call it the plunder room.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know. Have you ever heard that expression before? But I can remember we called that the plunder room because that was the catch-all, you know. We had everything in there.
Well,
it was kept
like
out of sight.
The stuff that you put in there, did you call it plunder, too?
No. Mama kept her canned fruit there.
Oh, she did?
Yes. She had shelves
upstairs.
Along the walls. Upstairs,
uh-huh.
Yes. And she kept her canned fruit there. And, and then she also kept, say the things that we put away for winter, you know, where trunks were in that room, and whole memorabilia of one sort or another, you know, would be found in that room, along with other things that she wanted out of sight most of the time, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it was just a general use for, it had many uses, so for that reason we called it the plunder room.